Good day, everyone. I'm Dave Lanning on OklahomaFarmReport.com. Time to take a look at all of our agricultural markets here today. Well, we're going to have a complete rundown from Justin Lewis when we come back right after this.
Around here, John Deere starts with P&K, and we're proud to be Oklahoma's largest John Deere dealer with 16 locations in Oklahoma and another two in Arkansas. Our tractor lineup is stacked with capacity and versatility. We've got the largest selection, the lowest industry prices, and top-notch service. It's all a part of the P&K experience. We're changing what it means to really own your John Deere tractor. At P&K, you can afford it. So stop by or visit us online at pkequipment.com. You'll find the tractor you need at the price you want.
Don't miss the Oklahoma City Farm Show April 4th through 6th at the Bennett Event Center at State Fair Park. See the latest in farm and ranch equipment along with live cattle equipment demonstrations. Arrive early for free coffee and rolls and register to win $1,000 in show bucks sponsored by Great Plains Kubota. Take a test drive and enter to win a zero-turn Spartan mower. Admission and parking are free. Show hours 9 a.m. to 5 p.m., 4 p.m. Saturday. Visit OklahomaCityFarmShow.com for details and interactive show floor plan.
Livestock markets fell on hard times today as the cattle on feed report on Friday was deemed a little bit negative. The on feed as of March 1st was 101%, where the average estimate was 99.7. So a little bit more cattle on feed. Marketed was 100%, and they're looking for an estimate of around 99 or 97%. And then placements were 102, where the average estimate was about 97. So overall, that report was deemed to be a little bit negative. There was also a cold storage report. The actual beef number was 479 million pounds, considered bullish. It was 494 million estimated. And then pork was 615 million pounds. They're estimating it to be 594 million pounds. So considered a little bit negative. We are seeing the cash markets around the country move up a little bit. On Friday, the feeder cattle index was 141.02, up $1.90. So that was a pretty big jump here as we get into the final days of the March feeder cattle contract. We expect those two to converge. And they're within about 50 cents now. So it doesn't take, or about $1.50. It doesn't take a whole lot of time for that to happen. But we were down 60 in March. The weakest contracts in the feeder were the May, which was kind of funny that they were also the ones to rally the most. And they settled at 150.97. Live cattle were down about 2 to 220.
We'll have a check on all the grain news when we come back in just a moment.
It's the 25th anniversary of the OERB cleaning up abandoned well sites across Oklahoma.
They sent in a crew, and in 10 days, they had it cleaned up, paid for by the oil and gas industry.
Thanks to voluntary contributions from Oklahoma's oil and natural gas producers and royalty owners, more than 17,000 sites have been cleaned, returning the land to its original beauty. Learn more about the industry's ongoing commitment at oerb.com/restoration.
The grain markets today, generally higher here. We had wheat, corn, and beans all higher. Corn finished up a penny on the day. Beans were up 2 to 2.5, and then wheat was up 2.5 to 3. Cotton futures up nearly 40 cents. The export report this morning was negative for wheat. It was 340,000, below estimated 400,000 to 600,000 estimates. Corn was 995,000, a little bit higher than the range of 700 to 950, and beans were right in the middle at 858,000, looking for 600 to 950. Now, on Friday, we're going to finish the month with the prospective plantings number out of the USDA. It's going to be released 11 a.m. Also, quarterly stocks on that day. We've been seeing estimates. It looks like corn is somewhere 91 and a half million acres. Beans have trimmed back to 86 million acres. So a little bit less beans than last year, a little bit more corn. So it's interesting to see. It's estimated that cotton will be somewhere around 15 and a half million acres. All this is subject to change with the ongoing flood situations. So that's something we'll have to continue to monitor. Also with the floods, looks like 13% of the ethanol production in the U.S. has been cut back, not due to the plants not working, but the railway system washed out. And so that will take a little bit of time to correct. Justin Lewis, 877-431-9805. Futures and options trading involves substantial risk of loss, may not be suitable for all investors. Therefore, carefully consider whether future trading is suitable for you in light of your financial condition.